Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. And we are presently on the 171st day together. Praise God. So let us go to Him and praise Him with an ABC prayer of adoration before we read the Word. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, the God of beauty and creation, the designer, the educator, and the faithful, glorious hope of all mankind. You intercede on our behalf. You are Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now. You are the only wise God, perfect in all of your ways. You quiet us with your love. O Lord, you are the God of all of our resources and education. You are the one who satisfies, the teacher of teachers, and ubiquitously ours. O Lord, you are victory in Jesus and the Word. You're the extraordinary God, Yeshua, and the zenith over all the earth. Thank you, Lord. We love you. And we want to spend our time today giving you praise. Oh, Lord, help us when we are down because we have nowhere to go but up to you. For so often, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Help our eyes to be on you fully today for the sake of the children, that we may bless them and bless our colleagues. Thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness, your example, and your way. We love you, adore you, and want you to help us, for we cannot do this job alone. We ask for this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of God's promises, His Word. And we are today in Hebrews 10. So let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 36, from the NIV. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. For you have need of endurance so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. From the King James Version. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. And from the Living Bible, you need to keep on patiently doing God's will if you want Him to do for you all that He has promised. The Word of God, Hebrews 10, verse 36. And today was day 171. Now, we call this Around the Word in 180 days. And so if we only went to 180, that would be only 8 days left. Many of you are closing the year quite soon, but I know there's a whole bunch of brothers and sisters still going through June. So this year, we put together 200 promises for our 180 days. To accommodate schedules of the school year, we started in August and we're going to end in mid-June. And so if you get done with school earlier than your brothers and sisters, go ahead and join us until we finish out the 200. At the time that I gathered these promises and put them in the four translations, I also wrote you a note. And the note I simply call the note to the educator. But this is from my heart to yours, and I'm going to read it to you. What a perfect promise verse for the end of the school year. As we draw near, there is a heightened sense of perseverance. What seems like a never-ending school year, suddenly we are finished. I imagine that the kingdom will have a similar feeling. We wait a lifetime to see Jesus, and then when we are finally with Him, the wait will be inconsequential. Be very careful to finish strong, my Christian educator. When the tendency is to slow down or plan parties, keep the students working. They will have plenty of time on summer vacation to play. As the old adage goes, idle children are the devil's workshop. Let's keep them working until the end. And that was simply a note to the educator from me to you. And thank you, my friends, for for being in the Word of God each day with your brothers and sisters in the public schools. The second thing that we do together is to pray. Prayer is our most essential tool. We pray for our students, we pray for our colleagues, we pray for our administration. And if you're the administration, you're praying for your students and your teachers and your paraprofessionals. We pray for all of the needs of our school community, but we have a community prayer that is done each and every school day at 1:16 p.m. Still to this day, when my alarm goes off each day, I just smile, knowing that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Christians in the public schools pausing and praying and giving thanks or asking up requests to our great and mighty God. Now, we do put a prompt out each day. It is not a necessity. It's just another tool of unification. Today, we are praying to truly believe that we can do all things through Christ who is in us. And that, of course, is based on Philippians 4, verse 13. When you pray scripture, you can be confident you are praying God's will. So today, my friends, when your alarm goes off at 1:16 p.m., go ahead and smile and know that you are not alone. There are hundreds, thousands of us across the nation. And praying that we can do all things through Christ includes finishing out the school year. And so, my friends, we base that time a day on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Joyce Ann Munn. She is a former board member of the National Christian Educators Association. She entitled it Inconsistencies, the Prayer. Lord, forgive me for the inconsistencies in my life. Open my eyes to my need to put feet on my prayers, then push me to act. Thank you for the Holy Spirit's prodding. In the name of our example, Jesus, amen. And the scripture she chose is James 2, verse 15 and 16. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? Recently, I heard a pastor pray that our friendships and care for others would grow. Oh, what a beautiful thought. However, I was extremely irritated. Why did this bother me? Well, the more I considered his words, the more upset I became. What caused me this anxiety? The pastor. I was visiting a very small congregation for a special event. Obviously, I was a visitor. Yet he had walked past me 3 times without even speaking. While silently muttering my negative thoughts to God, I suddenly heard his voice interrupting my thoughts. "What about your prayers?" Cringing within, I recalled a prayer of comfort for an acquaintance. I had sent her a card, but shouldn't I have done more to meet her need at that time? You probably pray for a fellow teacher who has lost a lot of sleep with a sick loved one. Maybe you could have volunteered to do her bus duty. Have you prayed for a specific student to grasp a difficult concept? Are you willing to spend a few minutes of your free time to help that student? Our actions need to be consistent with our prayers. Are we practicing what we pray? And that was our daily devotional, written by Joyce Ann Munn. And these can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. Please feel free to share. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these quotes are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is from Corrie Ten Boom. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And so, my friends, as we close out today, I wanted to read the Serenity Prayer to you again, especially as we are getting close to the end of the year. I pray that this is a reminder, this ancient prayer from the 40s, 1940 or so, by Reinhold Niebuhr. He wrote, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. May God bless you in these last few weeks of school. Now, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of our promise from today, and it came from Hebrews 10, verse 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Almighty God, the Creator of all, thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be educators in the public schools. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength and perseverance to finish this school year out strong. Help us, Lord, for we cannot do that alone, but we can do all things through you, and you make it possible. Lord, we love you, we adore you, and we yearn for your presence in our schools today. And we ask you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.